You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning we are with Mitchell Schneider, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Capital Partners, a real estate equity firm located in Cleveland, Ohio. Legacy focuses on multifamily real estate investment opportunities in cities around the country. Mitchell, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you. I appreciate being with you this morning, Eric.
You betcha. Good morning to you as well. So first of all, as an entrepreneur, what companies have you founded so far?
Well, you mentioned Legacy Capital Partners in your introduction, and I have been or was the co-founder of Legacy Capital Partners. I've also been involved for 25 years in another company that I founded here in Cleveland called First Interstate Properties, which is a retail shopping center developer here in northeastern Ohio. So really two major real estate-related companies in my adult professional life.
And did you happen to come from a real estate family background?
It was interesting. I did not come from a real estate family, though I did have a good friend of mine growing up whose father was in the real estate business, and I had always found it interesting. So my path into the real estate world really went through attending law school in Columbus at the Ohio State University College of Law, and then starting in the real estate world through working as a real estate attorney. And that was my pathway in, so to speak.
And how did you get into the private equity business, out of curiosity?
Well, really, I had been in the shopping center development business for, as I said, about 15 years before getting into the private equity business. And I think that the development business and owning and operating real estate is really a very local business. And so I'd done a lot of work here in northeastern Ohio, and also found that there were many local people that had sort of watched our work and were interested in investing capital with my company. And so at that time, I really teamed up and used our development experience and teamed up with a banker who left the banking world, and together we formed Legacy Capital Partners, really to be a capital provider and investor with developers and operators of real estate outside of northeastern Ohio, in order to extend our reach and to give investors an opportunity to invest with us by investing with others who were doing interesting and exciting and, most importantly, profitable real estate investing around the country. So it was really a bit of a progression from being a developer in the industry to backing developers and operators in the industry.
Certainly keeps you busy for sure. It sounds like today we're joined by Mitchell Schneider, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Capital Partners, a real estate equity firm located in Cleveland, Ohio, that focuses on multifamily real estate investment opportunities in cities around the country, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Schneider, how about Legacy Capital Partners? I'm sure you probably incurred some challenges along the way. What if you could share some of those challenges in creating the company, that would be very helpful.
Right. Well, it's always a challenge in starting a startup enterprise, that's for sure. And in starting Legacy Capital, we were fortunate to start at a very good moment in time. We launched Legacy Capital Partners in 2004, and there was a lot of money flowing through the economy at that time, and a lot of real estate opportunities were out there. I think one of the challenges was just making good decisions with regard to looking at real estate fundamentals, because there was so much development activity taking place. So getting started and loading our pipeline after raising capital was really a challenge that we took very seriously in terms of selecting the proper investments. And we did a pretty good job in terms of pre-recession investing, and then had invested in some projects that got off to a great start and were built and sold prior to the recession. And then I think really the biggest challenge in getting a company started, we launched in 2004, we got started investing in 2005, and then with the crash in 2008, I think that's where sort of the rubber hit the road in terms of some challenges being in the real estate industry at that time.
Yeah, and I'm certain about that. Now, if you would, tell us about Legacy's investment approach and how sometimes bigger isn't always the best.
Well, I think that relates to sort of the challenges that we faced in 2008. We don't try to be the biggest player in town. What we try to do is select quality partners and quality investment strategies and opportunities. So through the recession, we really were able to work with any number of with all of our partners in terms of managing the investments that we made at that time to a point where we will be returning, you know, all of the invested capital and a return to our partners, even on projects that we were invested in back through 2008. And I think that goes to our strategy that bigger isn't always better, because there was many private equity firms that you know, had invested capital at the recession and were so big that it's sort of easy just to walk away from investments made and just start again because you've got a lot of capital to invest, and you may not be as careful about each of the projects that you are looking at, and you may not be as careful about making your choices. And at Legacy Capital, we raise a limited amount of capital per investment fund, really on the notion that you've mentioned we're investing in multifamily properties around the country, and that's true with our current capital, but we raise about $50 million of capital at a time, Eric, and we believe that that's small enough to say right now we know there's a great opportunity to be buying multifamily properties. But next year, it may be that there's a different type of an opportunity and a very specific strategy, and what we try to do is not raise so much capital that we're trying to push money out the door and chase after deals in a strategy or press the boundaries of what we think the optimum strategy is, so that we raise smaller quantities of capital in chunks of money, and then we invest in moderate size projects so that we're diversifying our investments along the way.
Certainly appreciate all the information there. Now, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Legacy Capital Partners online and also to be in potential contact with you there.
Right. Well, our website is www.lcp1.com, and there's some great information about our company and what we do and the investments that we've made on our website. And then our we can be reached also. Our contact information and to email us is also available on our website. But the phone number here is area code 216-381-2303. And of course, you can email, you know, any information requests off of our website again to legacy@lcp1.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there any advice that you'd like to lend on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I just think that I appreciate. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the show, and I would encourage your listeners to really look into alternative investments, particularly in a very volatile period of time with the stock market, the Federal Reserve, and economic numbers sort of rising and falling. I think there's a lot of private equity funds out there that have great options for alternative investing that may provide for some diversification and consistent returns through a challenging economic recovery period in the United States.
Well, certainly has been a privilege to have had you on. Very inspiring what you have created here. He is Mitchell Schneider, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Capital Partners, a real estate equity firm located in Cleveland, Ohio, that focuses on multifamily real estate investment opportunities in cities around the country. And the website of reference, once again, is lcp1.com. Mr. Schneider, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.